Every week I have to schlep out this blue bag of empty cans and bottles for recycling. Who invented this recycling business anyway? I'd like to run into him one day. I would give him a piece of my mind. Not too big a piece, I can't afford it. But I would let him know what I think about him. What? Hey, who's that boy that's running down the street so fast? If he doesn't slow down, he could run into something. Help! I've been hit by a flying hippopotamus. I've been run over by a recycled rhinoceros.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I was running so fast because of my magic yarmulke. I just couldn't stop.
Listen to his excuse. He almost trampled me, and he blames it on his yarmulke. Maybe your socks made your feet run. Maybe your handkerchief made your nose run. Yeah, some excuse.
Here, sir. Let me take a recycling bag. I'll put all the cans back into it for you.
No. Let go of your bag. I'll do it myself. I said let go of the bag. I'll take care. Go away, please, Mr. Recycle Man.
Go away. I want to help. Here, just let me take the bag for a moment.
I said let go of the bag. I said go away. No part of the bag. Go away. Look what you did now. You ripped my whole bag. Now I have to recycle my recycling bag.
Grandma, is that boy bothering you?
Thelma, he threw me on the sidewalk. He ripped my bag. He stepped all over me. He trampled me on top of me. He threw my cans and bottles all over the floor. He almost broke my head. But no, he's not really bothering me.
Oh, a juvenile delinquent? I'll call the neighbors about this. Hello? Mrs. Slivovitz? There's a wild boy committing assault with a battery on my husband, Lambert. Can you come right over?
Oh, sure, I'll be there in a moment.
Oh, boy, I'd better run for my life. I'm sorry, Mr. Recycle Man, but I really must go.
Oh, so you're a hit and run, huh? Just the way I thought. That's what I thought you were, a hit and run.
Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Zebby, where have you been? Tati and I were becoming worried about you. You're half an hour late. We called a few of the neighbors, but nobody had seen you. And where did you get that interesting yarmulke?
I'm really sorry, Mom, but I kind of followed this very old man home from shul. And he let me have this magic, colorful kippah.
Zebby, still dreaming about your magic yarmulke? I guess some things never change. Quickly, eat your supper and then do your homework. I'll tell Tati you're home.
Mom wasn't too happy about me coming home half an hour late. Now I'm just lying here in my bedroom, trying to figure out everything. Imagine, a real magic yarmulke. Could it really have happened to me? I can hardly wait to see what's in store for tomorrow.